The French-led military intervention in northern Mali has enabled a rights group to gather evidence of alleged abuses, killings, and disappearances in the region. Human Rights Watch has been interviewing victims and eyewitnesses since the offensive began last month. Corinne Dufka and her colleagues have talked to many people who gave personal accounts of rights abuses in northern Mali. Dufka is the senior researcher for West Africa for Human Rights Watch.
The victims and witnesses from abuses by all sides were anxious to talk once we were able to find them, both those who had come to the south as displaced or also those who we interviewed by phone in the various different towns and villages in the north.
Dufka visited VOA following a recent trip to Mali and described some of the abuses the group has documented.
First, the Tuareg separatist rebels who engaged in extensive looting and pillage as well as some sexual abuse against girls and women after they took over the towns and villages in the north. Then by the Islamist forces who engaged in flogging and beating as well as amputation of limbs and a few cases killing as they implemented their particular worldview and their version of Sharia.
Dufka alleges the Islamist groups executed 70 Malian soldiers early in the war in the town of Agalhouk. The groups are also blamed for the destruction of Malian cultural icons, especially in Timbuktu. But she says the abuses do not fall on the Tuaregs and Islamists alone.
For their part, the Malian army engaged in a number of extrajudicial executions, both of rival soldiers during a counter-coup in April, and then more recently against individuals accused of collaborating with or be members of the Islamist groups. The most recent mission we conducted, we found that Malian soldiers in the aftermath of the Kona attack, detained and then executed at least 13 individuals, most of whom were detained at the bus station in Sévéré and then marched about 100 meters down the road, executed and put in one of four wells.
Human Rights Watch has not been able to determine what happened to six other individuals who had been detained by Malian troops. Dufka says there are dangerously high ethnic tensions in the north.
With the pro-government forces, both the militias as well as the Malian army, having the worrying human rights record that they do, we're extremely concerned that there will be reprisal killings by them as well as by the local population as they return home to the northern towns and villages. There is a worrying rule of law vacuum in the north. The institutions, the police, the gendarmerie, the judiciary, which are supposed to protect and ensure rule of law, largely fled. And so people are returning to an area which lacks proper safeguards to protect human rights.
Human Rights Watch says it's urging the Malian government, French and ECOWAS troops, and the international community to monitor human rights abuses. The group praised the government for immediately bringing back mayors to towns and villages to help restore calm. The government is also using local radio stations to appeal to the population not to seek revenge, but to turn over any suspected Islamists to authorities. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.